Hi and welcome to the Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger. I'm one half of the Expansive team. Let me quickly fill you in if you are new to the podcast. Once a week, John Sana and I do a podcast for about 20 to 30 minutes on what it takes and what it means to live an expansive life and build expansive businesses, what it means to take on the future and all of the opportunities and challenges that come with it. And then we've introduced this new segment where we take turns to answer questions from the expansive community. It's called You Ask, We Answer. And if you would like to have your question featured, then head over to Instagram or to LinkedIn and send us a message with your question. So I'm going to be answering the same question that John did last week. He did a brilliant job, by the way, so please go check out that episode. And the question is, what are the three most important habits to be a successful entrepreneur? And as always, I'm going to answer this in 5 minutes or less. So let's go. One thing I want to say before we get into this is that I'm not going to be talking about habits in the literal sense, but rather about traits and approaches towards, I think, what it means to be a successful entrepreneur. So the very first one is that you have to have a willingness to experiment. And what goes hand in hand with that is a willingness to take risk and a willingness to fail. Everything in life, really, and therefore everything in business, is a process of moving the pieces around until they fit, until they make sense, until they work. And once you start taking this approach, everything starts feeling a little bit more manageable. Even failure starts feeling a bit more manageable because you realize that there is no failure, really. It's just the next bit of information and the next bit of data and feedback that helps you to improve. It also means that you are taking a longer view on success instead of just focusing on short-term success and short-term results. So I see this in all aspects of my life, to be honest. When you are speaking to an audience, you are really taking on two different roles. The one role is the role of delivering a message, and the other is the role of being the observer, seeing how people respond to your message. So I've often written out a line while I'm sitting in my study preparing for a talk, and I think that people are going to love this like way of phrasing something, or it's going to be really funny to them, only for me to deliver that talk and that line, and all I get is crickets, people just staring at me, meaning I didn't land it, meaning it wasn't funny. It was funny to me in the moment, it wasn't funny to them. And so what that then means is that I need to go back to the drawing board. I need to go move the pieces around a bit because the way that I've constructed it isn't working. But having that approach just makes it feel a lot more manageable. And in a way, you're kind of expecting that the process is never done and that as we go along, we're going to tweak it, we're going to make it better. The next is that self-development and business development is intrinsically linked to each other. As your business grows, you will run into more and more challenges. And the way that most of those challenges will be overcome is through you accelerating your own process of learning and your own process of development. Probably one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs end up facing is that they have to, all of a sudden, manage and lead people. And what this then requires is that you have to develop the soft skills to be able to do that. And over the years, you would have seen that this has become an increasingly popular topic for people to speak about, is that how do we cultivate things like resilience? How do we cultivate empathy? Because these are the soft skills that people need to learn as their business grows, as their business goes through hard times. So the ways that you get to do this is finding a coach. And obviously, I'm a big proponent of that approach. Finding a community, something like Entrepreneurs Organization. But then there are also, we live in a world without tons of resources. So books, courses, podcasts, you name it. The most important thing is that you be very intentional with your development in that regard. The final trait is that the successful entrepreneurs I see are relentless. They are driven by conviction. They are operators. There's this idea that exists in entrepreneurship that you have to take 10x action. And I'm not a big fan of it because it just sounds so cliche, but I do think there's something important about that message. I heard someone say yesterday that there's no way that if you do more, you get less. And that's true in certain instances and untrue in others, because there is a point where taking more action doesn't lead to an increase in return. We call it the point of diminishing returns. But I think for most people in most spaces, increased effort means increased output, means increased return on investment. And so I really want to also encourage you, if you're listening to this, is that you can probably do more. You probably have more potential. You probably have more capacity than you think. And the question is, are you taking advantage of it? Like, are you being relentless? Are you being driven? Are you dangerous? Or are you being harmless? So often we get into a certain space where we're just complacent. Like, this is just how we do things. And then you listen to someone talk about their output and their effort and their energy that they put into things, and you go, wow, actually, like, I'm falling way below the benchmark. I've started benchmarking myself against average performance, against mediocre performance, but actually there's an entire different level that I could be operating at, but I almost needed someone just to show me that it's possible. So those are the three habits, traits, ways of thinking about entrepreneurship that I think is useful for successful entrepreneurs. Number one was a willingness to experiment, and going hand in hand with that is a willingness to take risk and to fail. Secondly is that your self-development is very closely tied to your business development. And thirdly, that you are probably, most likely, operating way below your potential. And that if you want to be successful, if you really want to go after the things that you care about, you need to be more relentless. You need to be more assertive. You need to be more focused. And you need to operate at a higher level. So that is it for another episode of You Ask, We Answer. We love that you tune in to our episodes. Thank you very much. Make sure to check out the next episode coming out, and have a good week.